领先时刻，时刻领先。北京智盈国际英语，个性化英语辅导专家。
Good afternoon. Please take your seats. I have a lot to discuss today. Today, I'm going to talk about one of the greatest adventures of the 20th century, Ernest Shackleton's trip to Antarctica. Now, there are other explorers who have been to Antarctica, but Shackleton's trip is especially interesting because his goal was to be the first person to walk across the continent of Antarctica. Also, as you'll find out, this trip was also special because of the problems and difficulties that Shackleton and his crew endured along the way. In fact, and this is interesting, Shackleton made his trip to Antarctica on a ship called the Endurance. It's almost as if he somehow knew about the difficult events to come. Let's begin in England. The Endurance left London in 1914 with a crew of 29 men, 69 sled dogs, and a cat. After stopping in Argentina, the ship proceeded to South Georgia, an island about 800 miles from Antarctica. Then, on December 5th, 1914, the Endurance left South Georgia, and right away, the ship entered water that was filled with ice. However, despite the danger, Shackleton and his crew proceeded on their journey. Shackleton believed that they could reach the Antarctic continent despite the ice. He was wrong about this, however, and on January 18, 1915, as the Endurance approached Antarctica, it became stuck in the ice. It couldn't go anywhere. The crew stayed on the ship, which floated along with the ice, for more than 10 months. During that time, the crew lived on the ship, although they could go down on the ice and walk around if it was not too cold. On October 27, 1915, Shackleton ordered the crew to leave the Endurance. They took food and other supplies, including three smaller boats, off the ship and set up camp on a large piece of floating ice. This turned out to be a good decision, because just a month later, they watched as their ship was crushed by the ice and sank under the water. So, is everyone with me so far? Any questions? Okay, then let's continue. For the next 6 months, the crew of the Endurance lived on the ice floating around the edge of Antarctica. They ate the food from the ship, but when that was gone, they hunted animals in the area and finally killed and ate their dogs. Finally, in April of 1916, the crew saw land. It was Elephant Island, which was about 100 miles away. They knew that the ice below them was getting thinner and might break at any time, so they decided to proceed to the island. So, on April 9th, 1916, Shackleton and his crew got into the three small boats they rescued from the Endurance before it sank. They put all their supplies in the boats and began the journey to Elephant Island. It took them 7 days to get there. The journey was terrible, and they all almost died. So now the crew was on land. But there was no hope that they would be rescued from Elephant Island. It was too far away from anything. The nearest people were on South Georgia Island, over 800 miles away. Despite the danger, Shackleton decided to go to South Georgia. He knew it was their only hope for rescue. So, on April 24, 1916, Shackleton and five men left in one of the small boats to try to get to South Georgia. 20 men stayed on Elephant Island. After 17 days in stormy seas, Shackleton and his men reached South Georgia. But they weren't finished yet. They had to walk for 36 hours to reach the whaling station. Finally, on May 20th, they reached the whalers. But remember, Shackleton still had to rescue his men on Elephant Island. This took more than 3 months. 3 ships tried to get to Elephant Island, but they couldn't get there because of all the ice. Finally, on August 30th, 1916, 22 months after they left on their journey, Shackleton rescued his men. Amazingly, everyone on the island was alive and they were all rescued. It's hard to believe, isn't it? So, as you see, this is an important and interesting example of exploration from the last century. Now, let's take a look at some other famous explorers of the 20th century.
领先时刻，时刻领先。北京智盈国际英语，个性化英语辅导专家。